It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Indeed. Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. 2:45, Chuck's pregame show. And at 3 o'clock, right here on the very radio station, Bulls, Clippers, the Bulls look to go 4-0 on this trip west, which is unfathomable. Equally unfathomable is they could become a 500 team. Not seen the likes of 500 since they were 2-2. So the Cubs paid $8 million bucks a year for 5 years for this manager, Craig Counsell. And it's his first spring training. He's been there a month if you count pitchers and catchers reporting. And the basic way he talks is like manager shaming Pedro Grifol. In this case, the subject was pitcher Ben Brown, who was sent down, same way as Pete Crow Armstrong was sent down, among the many Cubs cuts. And the discussion was that these guys could help, should help, when will they help? And somebody promoted the idea that Brown would be probably a quicker path to the majors would be as a reliever instead of a starter. And Counsell looks at it a little bit differently and very basic.
Young pitching is, I think we're generally, like when we get excited about young pitching prospects, it's stuff, right? And I think that's certainly Ben sits in that category. And then the next, I think, hurdle for really, really all players is like, just go get people out, go perform, and do that. And he'll knock the door down for sure. And we'll be asking about him soon, really soon.
Counsell would go on to say, I like pitchers that get outs. And I don't mean to kind of be flippant about it, but when you get called up to the big leagues in a place the Chicago Cubs are in, we're looking for people to get outs. I don't think we have to stick to roles. Outs are more important than roles. Do we consider what role a pitcher is accustomed to and how he might best have success? Yeah, absolutely. That matters. So we have to consider that for sure. Getting outs at the big league level is a hard thing to do. Get outs. We often hear, why can't a guy pitch in the eighth inning? Why can't he pitch in the ninth inning? Why he can only be a closer? He can't be a closer. He has to be an eighth inning guy or a seventh inning guy, right? Get outs. I love Counsell's clarity. Basic, plain, simple. As opposed to having an acronym, FAST, like Pedro Grifol has. He has an acronym, FAST. Fielding a Sucky Team. That's what FAST stands for. No waste of laundry detergent. This other Cubs note, right-hander Jameson Taillon is set to make his Cactus League start today. He's the only Cubs starter who hasn't pitched the spring. He threw a simulated game on Monday. See what they got with this guy, but he's finally going to show up. Earlier we were talking with Hub about an hour ago about opening days. Favorite opening days, opening day memories. And a 847 texter talked about, I think it was 847, now it's gone. Oh, the 1989 game, I think, Mitch Williams walked the bases loaded and then got everybody out. That's it. That was your season. That's the way it was going to go. And also, I don't know, is it 92, 93? Tuffy Rhodes hit 3 home runs. Tuffy Rhodes came over the United States, and back to the United States, and the Cubs signed him, and he had 3 home runs off Dwight Gooden and the Mets. He really wasn't Dwight Gooden then, but he still hit 3 home runs off Dwight Gooden and the Mets. And the legend was born and lapsed shortly after that. speaking of opening days, listen up. Listen up, scoreheads. 670 The Score is giving you and a guest an exclusive opportunity to be in Texas for the Cubs season opener. Be listening for the cue to call on Mully and Haw, Bernstein and Holmes, and Parkins and Spiegel every day next week for your chance to qualify for the Cubs season opener flyaway, which includes airfare, hotel, and two tickets to the game on March 28th. Once you qualify, you'll need to be listening to Parkins and Spiegel when they announce the winner at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 15th. The winner will then have 30 minutes to call in and claim the grand prize. It's the Cubs season opener flyaway exclusively right here on The Score. I have a couple things. It took us 2 hours. It took Robbie 2 hours. It didn't take me 2 hours. It took Robbie 2 hours to get this thing right. We had what we thought was a text line. It turned out to be your little novel, 773 texter. So Robbie cut and paste, figured it all out, made sure this all goes together. Alas, here we are again, 4 minutes and 20 seconds from the pinnacle of suckage. Today's exercise was provoked by our head sucketeer himself, Stevie Sunshine. Ergo, here is my fantasy blunt circle, a.k.a. 360 degrees of suck. As I began to ponder whom I'd like to puff and pass with, I knew I'd need some additional inspiration. It looked like a job for an MVP, parentheses, most valuable pipe, a real heavy hitter, LeBong James. Yep, I said it. Once I'm as high as 10 hippies, I can let the suckage flow freely through my riddled mind. Back to task, when curating a blunt circle, one must consider the intended outcomes. Get high, equally deep, profound, and irreverent convo, laughs, lots of them, munch up with the homies. This is the criteria with which I chose my invitees. So without any further ado, 360 degrees of suckage. We were talking about the blunt rotation because Elizabeth Warren was on a show with Jon Favreau, and he asked her, who's in your blunt rotation? And he gave her a choice. It included Obama and Biden and The Rock. And she said, I'm going to choose The Rock four times. She just wrote her own rules. So we talked about you in the Wake and Bake Club. Who's in your blunt rotation? So the 773 texter, weeks later, is responding to that. It's so perfect.
Good recall on you.
Elon Musk. I mean, come on. It's Elon freaking Musk. He's a genius. Duh. Second part of his blunt rotation is Mike Tyson, champion, maniac, provocateur, and future boxer, right? Isn't he going to fight influencer Jake Paul?
Yeah, that's happening in a couple weeks. Yeah. Who you got?
I always take Tyson. And I by the way, I got to have a moment at the end of this segment. I'm going to talk about I am proclaiming myself a niche influencer, a social media influencer. I have a niche. I will declare that. I will explain that to you. Number three on this texter's blunt rotation list, Dave Chappelle, comedian, virtuoso, intellectual, and sort of anti-human, some human beings. Number four, Action Bronson, singer, dancer, exotic olive oil taster. Do you know Action Bronson?
Yeah, he's a rapper. He's incredible. He does a lot of stuff with food, and he's major, major member of the WNB club.
How did I not get the memo on this? How do I not know Action? Okay, Action Bronson. Now I know. And he includes me in his, the 773 texture includes me in his blunt rotation, demanding I bring the weed, considering what everyone else brings to the circle. So I have nothing to add if I don't bring weed, according to this guy who said he was waking and baking and texts into the show at exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds before we go on the air. I think this would be the most well-balanced and suckiest blunt sesh ever assembled. I even have the first topic of convo to pitch the squad. What do you think Poles will be doing with the first pick? Of course. Sure. It's always that. The Bears are on the clock. God, I suck. Sabado suckage. Let's go. That was quite that. Nice job, Robbie, piecing this together, cutting and pasting and figuring out what he was saying.
Yeah, to pull the curtain, all these texts came in different spots, so I had to piece this puzzle together. But thank you.
That was quite a thing. Wow. Okay. So take a break. When we come back, the cultural zeitgeist is, well, first of all, it starts with Kyle Long. How can anything be bad when it starts with Kyle Long? And includes an auction of a famous part of one of the all-time great series that has ever been produced. And then the other stuff that you'll just love. And you'll do that because I say you'll love it. Saturday Suckage, Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We have the cultural zeitgeist.
Right now, you're doing something for the culture.
Oh, baby. Do it for the culture.
For the culture.
Do it. Do it a little slower. Like.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Is A. That's the anthem. Holla. Get your damn hands up. I do this for my culture.
Joe, warn the Chiefs.
Ohms.
I don't know.
I think we've really penetrated the cultural zeitgeist.
Welcome in, welcome back. Cultural zeitgeist portion of Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. There was an NFL trade, and we will alert you to. Cleveland gets wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. Denver gets a 5th and 6th round pick. Jerry Jeudy, now part of the Browns. I brought this up. I do have things to get to in cultural zeitgeist, but talking with Chris, who works at my Trader Joe's, and he's a Browns fan, and thought they're going to need a quarterback, and he watches Baker Mayfield do what he's doing. And we talk about, what if Justin Fields ends up there competing with Deshaun Watson? And Justin Fields had like the most shell-shocked game that some people think he might still be shell-shocked from when Matt Nagy decided he wasn't going to block anybody for the kid's first game. And now he'd be in Cleveland if he got traded there. Anyways, they just got Jerry Jeudy. That's what the Browns did. Now it's time for This Week in Kyle Long. Someone named Scott Stroud tweeted, if Marvin Harrison Jr. had a different name, he'd be WR3 in this draft. To which Kyle Long posted, which rodeo do you work at, clown? Excellent. That's excellent. Kyle Long has a, we tried to get him this week. We almost trying to work it out for next week. He has a podcast with his brother. And they were talking about, in a recent podcast, they were talking about his draft combine experience, Kyle Long.
My roommate at the combine was Brian Schwenke, who was the Cal Berkeley center. He had a beautiful ponytail. He was a big, burly center, badass dude, but really bright. And he told me really seriously the night before, he goes, do you have a plan for tomorrow? And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, for your hair. And I was like, no. And I was like, I'm probably going to wear a hat or something. And he was like, he goes, don't wear a hat. He was like, you have an opportunity tomorrow to introduce yourself to these people that are watching. He was like, make it a, you know, turn it into a positive thing. He was like, I think we should shave it tonight. And I shaved it and I came out there and I ran and people looked at me like I was crazy. Man, like all these guys I've been talking to all week were looking at me like I was like,
because you shaved
somebody
your
else
head? Because wow. you shaved your head.
They're like, why are you bald? You're a senior in college. Why are you bald?
Why are you bald,
this
son?
Is, this is on purpose.
Why is man's bald, nah, bro?
Because he's bad. He's a bad man. And Phil Emery was so scared that he drafted him in the first round. And Hub famously threw his pencil doing a live draft show on the score. And Kyle Long turned out to be worth every bit of the first round draft pick. And Hub apologized and made up with Kyle Long. But that was it. He shaved. And then he looked like a bad man. That's Kyle Long. We hope to get him next week on Saturday Suckage. This has been your week in Kyle Long. Maybe you know the name Tessa Virtue. Tessa Virtue is a Canadian woman who, along with partner Scott Moore, won Olympic golds, world golds in ice dancing. Tessa Virtue recently married Morgan Riley. They did it in a lovely ceremony in Italy. You know, the kind of the backdrop one would expect of a world traveling ice dance champion. And it apparently, by all accounts, was really lovely, except for Tessa's lack of knowledge of some parts of technology.
I knew I wanted to dance in Italy, and we did. We danced like crazy. And, I mean, it was just such a small group, but it was so fun. And so I just made a Spotify playlist. I've never made a playlist in my life.
What'd you call it?
You know what? It probably just started to favorite numbers. Anyway, so I make this playlist morning of, and I connected to the speaker. We didn't want just like an extra random person there DJing. And so I connected to the speaker, but I don't have Spotify Premium.
Were ads playing at your wedding?
Just these Italian ads every four or five songs, which became a big joke and we all laughed about, but it was like a little time for a little resting from dancing. Italian ad, and then back we go. Back to the dance
floor. That's amazing.
And it didn't even sound like an ad, I'm sure, because it was Italian. And if it's in Italian, it's just, it's a beautiful language, and they're talking to you in between. She didn't know you needed Spotify Premium, or you got ads. And she made a playlist, and they're on, come on, we've all been at weddings, right? And they just, keep the music going. No, we're going to take a break and hear this from our sponsor. Love that. All right, nerd alert. I want you all to know this. Anthony Daniels, that name should mean something to every nerd. For those of you late to the nerd party, he portrayed C-3PO for 40 years. British actor is auctioning off his costumes, his heads, all the stuff he wore in the movie that he had as his property. The auction will be held next week in L.A. Prop Store Entertainment Memorabilia Auction. It will run March 12th, 13th, 14th. The Anthony Daniels Collection, as it's called, will be up for bid on March 13th. One of the centerpieces, according to the Hollywood Reporter, one of the centerpieces of the Anthony Daniels Collection is a screen-matched light-up head that Daniels wore in 1983's Return of the Jedi. The object, consisting of a faceplate, backplate and neck ring, could fetch anywhere from $500,000 to $1,000,000. At a similar auction involving Daniels last November, another C-3PO head gaveled for almost $850,000. Quote, I had all this stuff, almost all of it in the cupboards, drawers, attics. Nobody was looking at it. Nobody was treasuring it, if you will, and it was too good to throw away. So he's talking about his auction. And there is, nerd, a sports angle to this Anthony Daniels collection. I'd never heard of this. Maybe you nerds had. There is an autographed Pittsburgh Penguins jersey with the number 77. Why? It's not 66 like Mario, not 68 like Jagr. No. 77 because that's when the movie was released. That was the year of the release. He received the jersey doing a charity event for the NHL team, and he got to ride the Zamboni, which he said was fine the first two times around the rink, resurfacing the area. But then he discovered he had to stay on it for the entire ride, smoothing the entire rink, not just a couple laps around. Quote, "It was a superb evening. Would I ever go to a hockey match again? No." Speaking of auctions, Sports Business reporter Darren Rovell tweeted, "The booth that was used in the final episode of The Sopranos from Holston's in Bloomfield, New Jersey, sold on eBay for $82,500. The owner said the booth was breaking apart, which is why he had to sell it. You remember the famous scene, right? So the winning bidder got the booth, the table, the divider, and the family plaque that reserves the seats for the Sopranos, for the family. If you're a Sopranos fan, you have a big question at this point, don't you? You have a big question about what this lot included. What were you actually buying? What were you bidding on? And there is a big question. Does it include the jukebox? The answer is no, it does not. You have to provide your own Don't Stop Believing. The jukebox is not part, even though it looks like it fits in the diner, and it was at all of those, for those of us who are old and decrepit, and we went to those places before they had those tabletop jukeboxes, that was what the film crew put in. So the people who filmed The Sopranos put that in. You didn't get the jukebox. The jukebox may be out there. Look, if you can auction off C-3PO's head, then you can maybe get that jukebox. I don't know what that would go for, but it's out there. Omaha! So 50 years ago this week, ABBA did this. Years ago this week. So we got to play. Mark the anniversary. It's ABBA. Seminal, legendary, wonderful. So if we play that, we also have to play this. Yeah, you know, it's Dancing Queen. And if we play that, then we also have to play this. What we do. And don't tell me your head wasn't shaking, your shoulders weren't shaking, your arms weren't moving, your torso and more so were going. It's ABBA. ABBA is the tacos of pop music. It just makes you happy. Makes you want to dance around and bob your head. I will not be taking questions at this time. I started this a couple months ago. Somebody got upset, so that's a good enough reason to continue this list of greatest rock riffs. Greatest riffs in rock history. And here is number 15. Child of Mine. Come on, it's legendary. There it is. It's right there for you. For all of you musically inclined, and even if you're not, it's it. 15th greatest rock riff. That's my list. You don't like it, you get your own radio show, and you make your own list, and you tell people to go buzz off the way I'm telling you to buzz off if you don't like my list. It's my list, and I'm sticking to it. I did not want to leave this show without letting you know what kind of social influencer I have become. Actually posting a couple times on Instagram, and that just set the world on fire. And it also made it to Twitter, and I'm one of the great social influencers in a little niche area, and I need to get free stuff. Because that's what social influence, right? Isn't that what influencers do?
It's the only reason why you become an influencer.
Right. So free, if it's free, it's me. I'll take three. And when you're in radio, it's all about free stuff. So we're going to milk that thing before we get out of here for Saturday Suckage. That was the Cultural Zeitgeist. Thank you for listening. Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, taking up to 2 o'clock. About an hour from now, 2:45, Chuck will be here with the pregame show. Bulls and Clippers. The Bulls could go 4-0 on this West Coast trip out west, and could be a win. Not only is 4-0, but puts them at 500 for the first time since 2-2. That'll be in about an hour from now. 331 texter to 312-644-6767. Love you and Hub. Did you ask about Chris Mortensen or Peter King? Did you talk about Chris Mortensen or Peter King today? I did. I told a Chris Mortensen story that was just stunningly, just showed how brilliant he was, how great he was. And that was in the first hour. And so, can you tell people how to get to the first hour, Robbie? Can you tell them what we need to do, they need to do?
Use the Odyssey app, hit the rewind, just hit Steve's little face right there, and you'll get all our great segments.
But hit the digital face, not the real face.
No, we're hitting your real face.
All right. So that's the Odyssey app. You can download it for free, upload it for free, load whatever you need to load. Here on the WB Club, we're all about loadies and loaders. And you can listen to it. It was in the first hour, talking about Mort. And it was a spectacular story. It just showed how terrific he was at his job. And it made me, I need to mention this because it's happened over the last couple of weeks. I've written a manuscript, and now I need to, and it's like 90,000 words. It's a novel. Inside every great newspaper, inside every newspaper person is a novel. I won't use great or wonderful or anything like that. I'm just saying. That's what the deal, and I was going to find out, and I wrote this thing. So now I'm working on the query letter, and I'm working on log line and other parts that go along with this. Some are facepalm stupid. I don't understand, inexplicable, but that's part of the deal. So my otter, the woman I love, her daughter is quite dexterous in these various ways of social media, where you need, how are you going to sell this? What are you going to do? And she suggested I, among other things, raise my profile on Instagram. Like, post a profile picture, would you? And I didn't have a picture. And post stuff, but not just pictures. You need, like, reels. That's what, and then on TikTok, which might be banned in this country, there's a thing called book talk, and there are book talk influencers. So I thought, well, I'm going to do this. So me and Otter went to our favorite barbecue joint. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to film. I'm going to video this. This is going to be a reels. And I just thought, I'll practice with this with Bernens. So I posted it. And then I found out I've become an influencer, a social influencer. It was hard to get to Big Ed because, not just because it's in Waukegan, but you make the pilgrimage because, first of all, you got to know that they're open. In January, they close down. They're going to clean the place, they're going to go away, and then they show up sometime in February. We were hangry. We were hangry about the thing. What are you doing to me? You're taking away burnt ends. And by the way, this is all you need to understand this. If you have a favorite barbecue joint and there are no burnt ends, you have a fraud of a barbecue joint. This is the barometer. This is the gold standard. It's burnt ends. You don't have it, then you're not good enough. The kitty games are down the street. Go away from me. So I posted it with that admonition. I will not be taking questions on the matter right now. And then after the video was posted on Instagram and Twitter with my near award-winning cell camera work, I had people make it a point to tell me that they had a hankering for barbecue. And they'd heard me do this before about Big Ed's barbecue, Big Ed's in Waukegan. And one of them was Dave Kerner. You might remember, you old scoreheads might remember. Dave Kerner, the governor, Governor Kerner. He used to do sports reports on, he was on the Score and then sports reports on WBBM back when they did sports reports, when they had sports reporters. And they did that on WBBM on the 15s and 45s. So the governor retired and told a mutual friend, who I know, Danny Frank, that, and he did traffic reports at WBBM, that they wanted to try that place Rosenblum recommended. See, I'm the influencer. I posted a picture of the sauces, and then I panned down the way a Martin Scorsese would and got the burnt ends. I mean, that's God's food, people. Burnt ends is God's food. And I had talked about this several months ago. Me and Wino went there to get dinner. And I'd mentioned on the air I was going there and going to go get dinner. And we're waiting in line. We waited in line for like an hour and a half. By the time we got to the front of the line, I kid you not. And by the time we got to the front of the line, all they had left was a half slab of ribs. When it was my turn to order. This is a place, Big Ed's, by the way, that sells a shirt that says half slabs are for suckers. And that's all they had left.
You're a sucker.
For me. But it was all gone. They write it on the board, whatever they're out of. Burnt ends, smoked chicken, smoked turkey, whatever it is. They're all on the grease board. Everything's out. Somebody would walk up to the grease board and people go, oh. And they'd write down what they were out of. And I knew better. I always told people, get there for lunch. Get there for lunch. Do not get there for dinner. I go there for dinner. And I really got what I deserved. So this place is packed. The line is, and it's all. And this woman who was like one of the partners in the place is walking around. And she, what do you attribute this to? I had talked about it, by the way, that day and other days. And she says, well, we were in the Chicago Tribune's list. We were number 67 in there. I said, really? What about the Score? She goes, oh, yeah, they love us there. But we were number 67 in the, really? Go ask that table over there. There's a table of eight. And a guy comes over to me and says, I heard you mention it today. That I insisted I take the whole family and the extended family here. And there's eight people there. And I don't get anything, but I'm an influencer. Now, it's proven because Governor went up there and loved it and bought extra. Danny Franks went with him. Big Ed's, I am the niche influencer in burnt ends. So I want free burnt ends. And if you have VW bugs that you want to sell, a convertible would be, not sell, give me. I want free stuff. That's what radio's all about. If it's free, it's me. I'll take three. And if nobody important listened, I'll be back next Saturday. Thanks for listening to Saturday Suckage.
Don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.